America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is the lead singer of The Cordays, a group that is turning heads and turning ears. Now, we've just heard a bit of their single, Get the Feeling. It is great to say hello to Leo Saikin. Leo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
It is great to have you on today. Now, The Cordays, there are four of you. Tell us how you guys came together. Tell us about the single, Get the Feeling. Pretty much just tell us how the whole thing started for you guys.
Me and Ethan met when we were in the seventh grade. We knew each other for about 3 years before I was sort of aware that he was a drummer, and you know, I'd been looking to form a band for a while. We recorded the first round of stuff in like over the summer, and then after that, Jesse joined us. Get the Feeling we recorded about a year after that. Although it's on the same album as all the stuff that we recorded during that those first initial sessions. Since then, our keyboard player Max has joined.
Very nice.
I think it's cool when bands have keyboard players. You see a lot of rock bands, a lot of metal bands have that, you know, whole keyboard aspect to it. And I think it's very interesting how you describe your sound as post power pop. Talk to me about that description of your music.
Well, the reason I chose that word was because, you know, I've always really liked bands like, you know, Big Star, The Beatles, the Raspberries, you know, ELO, bands that are, you know, their music is not really, you know, I mean, sometimes it is, but often it's not really gritty enough to really, you know, really, like, call it rock and roll. But it's... It still has a sort of rock and roll essence to it because of, you know, their attitudes and, you know, what they bring to the songwriting. So that's sort of what I define as power pop. And the reason I call it post power pop is because, you know, since, you know, the dawn of the U2, Radiohead, Coldplay, bands, you know, of sort of that group, it's sort of hard to make music from that genre without having little bits of that.
I get a kick out of the website that you guys have. It is a high-level website. I mean, some of these groups have websites that look like they were made back in 1998 with some home internet thingy. But this is, I mean, really top-notch. And I get what you put down about this song, Get the Feeling. It says that it is an irresistibly catchy tune meant to be heard on a car radio as you're running stop signs all the way to the beach. My goodness.
I like that.
So here I am just driving like I don't have a care in the world. I'm doing 50 miles an hour through every single stop sign I see, but I'm humming Get the Feeling, so it's all good. I like that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. No, it weighs good with any legal problems.
Oh, here we go. I'll take care of that. Ready? Here we go. We are not suggesting that you actually run any stop signs while listening to the Cordays music. If you do, we are not responsible for any of that. It is simply a bit for a radio show. See, we're covered.
There it
don't
is.
Don't worry about
disclaimer.
It.
Disclaimer.
See that? Nobody has to call a lawyer because we are completely covered. There you go.
Now, I think it's very cool that you list one of your main inspirations as Carole King. You're talking about having a gritty sound and incredible song lyrics. I mean, I don't think there's anyone better than Carole King when it comes to that description. Who else would you say is an inspiration, and why is Carole King such an inspiration for you?
I think her songs just are so, so beautiful. You know, one of the main thing that I look for in the artists that I listen to are just very, I like artists that can pull off very simple melodies over very, very complex long chord progressions and, you know, somehow make them easy to process. And I felt that nobody ever really, you know, there were very few people who ever really achieved that as well as Carole King did.
Well, sure.
We've had tons of solo artists on the show, and it's always, well, me this and I this and me, 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 me. You're a part of a group dynamic. There are four of you, so that brings a lot of different personalities into it. What are the differences when it comes to the group dynamic? What are the benefits, and maybe what are some of the drawbacks to that?
Well, we definitely, it definitely wouldn't be good if we were all the same person, you know, then everybody, you know, I think it's important that, you know, Ethan has always been, you know, much more, has been a little, you know, for lack of better words, he's like, you know, he spreads himself out a lot more than I do. He allows himself to sort of like, sway from place to place and just sort of like, and just sort of, you know, live life for the fun of it, which is, you know, it's important to have somebody like that in the band, I think. And, you know, whereas, you know, I tend to be like very focused and obsessive. So it's a nice sort of relief to just have somebody who's, you know, not allowing me to get into my own head, you know?
Well, and you need that too. I mean, you need the balance. I mean, everything in life is balance. I mean, it's almost like a marriage, and I'm kind of serious when I say that because you know so much about each other. You start to be able to anticipate what you're doing in the creative process and in the performance process as well. So you really need that balance. And I guess it's even better than if you aren't just by yourself, because self-doubt, everything else, you really can't, you know, it's hard to self-edit yourself sometimes too. But when you're with a group, you can kind of say, you know what, this is kind of coming up short. This is a little bit too much here. So the dynamic is something that I would imagine really adds to the finished product.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just, I mean, you know, it's the reason, you know, that I wanted to be in a band, you know, to begin with, and not, you know, just be a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
You are like it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
The man.
So, I mean, and let me tell you, and you're cute. I mean, I've you know, stalked you on the internet.
Well, that's comforting. There you go.
Well, because I like to know who I'm speaking to.
See,
I got to have a visual.
She should have said I was doing internet interview preparation.
Okay.
Other than
radio,
Google stalking
radio
this guy.
Edit.
Yes.
I did my research and know what you look like, sir. And you're a very attractive male. So, you know, and you're the lead singer, which makes you like... You
hey,
got to
no.
have women flocking.
Are you beating them off with a stick? That's what she's asking.
you know, there could always, I could always be beating. I could always, I mean, not as much as I would like, yeah.
That was an interesting
really?
Dangling participle there for a minute. Wow.
You know what, though?
Yes.
Don't worry. You'll get there.
You'll get there.
The boys, the boys and the girls will love you. Don't worry.
See, when the show's over, you got to be able to market yourself. Don't go running back to the Super 8 Motel. No, there is a whole world out there. It's springtime. There are flowers to be picked, if you know what I mean. So you get out there and you start weeding that garden, my friend. So, wow.
Jeez, hello. What did this just turn into?
It's one guy giving another guy advice.
Oh.
It's a man thing. He gets it. I get it. You're on the outside looking in. It is just what it is. See, but she still understands.
I kind of feel like, you know, the third wheel right now.
That's okay. That's okay. So, how about dream collaborations? Tell us some people that, living or dead, you would love the opportunity to perform with, just because you admire them or because it would just be so cool to do so.
Well, my all-time, I think, favorite performer, I think, I'm not all-time favorite performer, my all-time, you know, favorite songwriter, you know, musician is probably Brian Wilson, you know.
Yeah.
If I were, like, ever to just be able to perform with him, that would be, you know, that would be such a pleasure.
Isn't it amazing how he kind of changed the sound of music there in the 1960s? I mean, he introduced like a wall of sound and everything. It was just so different. I know everybody was into the British Invasion and all the Beatles stuff, but that California sound just became so distinctive, and he is the one that started all that.
He took the wall of sound to like a completely psychedelic place. Before him, you know, he was this group of musicians called the Wrecking Crew, you know, that played on all of Phil Spector's albums,
right.
On all of, and you know, Mamas and Papas, and pretty much like all these, you know, all those things that were coming out of L.A. It just created this thing that hasn't really been emulated ever, you know, ever again, really.
Performing live, talk to me about that. You're in front of a crowd, you know, the crowd singing along with your lyrics. I mean, that has to be such a surreal feeling.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it's a rush every, it's more of a rush actually every single time I do it, I think. You know, you sort of get a, you learn sort of what to expect, and it sort of makes you more excited.
you, as a younger guy, you know, a lot of people in your generation think that music began and started with like MC Hammer going back to like 91. You have respect for the history of rock music, of true music and melody, and it's got to help you so much to be able to be a student of music and a student of the industry itself as you're really still in the infancy of your career.
In music, you know, with any sort of, you know, creative endeavor, you know, you can't really expect to, you know, make something of substance if you don't have knowledge of, you know, things that came before. I mean,
sure.
All creativity, in essence, I mean, all art, in essence, is, you know, sort of recycled. So the more you know, the more options you have.
But once again, the single is Get the Feeling. The group is The Chordaes. The lead singer is Leo Soikin. Check them out on the web at The Chordaes. It's spelled Chordaes.com. Leo, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day. Stay with us.
You too.
All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.